WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
A Chicago Park District lifeguard's been charged with murder and attempted murder after he allegedly shot two teens outside of a Douglas Park pool. We'll get the story. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. ...55-year-old Charles Leto of Lakeview is facing felony charges after Marjé Dotson and his friend Jeremy Harrod were shot. To get details, we checked in with WBEZ investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos. Here's Dan with the story.
There's a lifeguard, 55 years old, named Charles Leto, who is accused, charged criminally now, with shooting fatally a 15-year-old, Marjé Dotson, as well as a 14-year-old, Jeremy Harrod, who is the cousin of Laquan McDonald, obviously a teenager who was killed by the Chicago police in a very infamous case more than a decade ago.
Wow.
Jeremy Harrod is in critical condition, last we heard, and Charles Leto was charged a couple days later with murdering Marjé Dotson and attempting to murder Jeremy Harrod, among other crimes, and he is being held until trial, according to the judge in the case.
So do we know what transpired before he shot the two boys?
Well, yeah.
Were they just outside the pool hanging out?
Well, apparently there was some kind of interaction, which, according to Leto's defense lawyers, was threatening to him and caused him to act in self-defense. But prosecutors say that's not the case. The judge said he's a terrifying threat to the community and that he had overreacted. There are witnesses and surveillance footage that doesn't seem to indicate any sort of altercation that would cause him to act in self-defense to this extent. But his lawyers say, you know, he has no record, that he has no history of recklessly discharging weapons, and that they will exonerate him ultimately.
Yeah. Well, that's what his lawyers say, Dan. But what else do we know so far about Charles Leto?
Yeah, Charles Leto, since he was arrested and charged, we have talked to some people. He's apparently worked at least a couple different pools. Earlier in the year, we were told that he was at Gill Park Pool on the north side of Chicago, and then at some point was moved over to Douglas Park Pool. We've talked to parents at both Gill Park and at Douglas Park who say that they had some weird interactions with him, that he was weirdly aggressive with them. One parent I talked to, Ben Reifenberg at Gill Park, told me that he ended up on the pool deck by mistake with his phone, and he was confronted by a very angry Charles Leto to the point where he felt threatened himself. This was back in January. Mm-hmm. And then we don't have, of course, Leto's version of that event. Reifenberg says he was so scared he drafted a letter to file a complaint, but ultimately decided not to do that. He showed me a copy of that letter that he drafted earlier this year. There were also some parents at Douglas Park that say that they interacted with Leto in very strange fashion earlier this week, or last week rather, before the tragedy that transpired on Thursday outside Douglas Park Pool, and that he was asking people for birth certificates to prove that it was their kids that they were bringing to the pool, and other sort of behavior. One woman says he even grabbed her young daughter's arm, and she told him not to do that. So
all seem to be situations in which he seemed to have lost control or got angry, perhaps a little quicker than expected.
They were definitely interactions where the patrons and the parents in those cases did not expect that. I also talked to a former coworker of his, another lifeguard, who said that he had altercations with not only patrons, but also coworkers. We don't know the extent where that rose to, if his supervisors were made aware of it. The Park District has not given us a lot of details about his employment history with them.
I also see some new reporting that you were involved in here. I think you worked on this with our Caitlin Washburn of the Sun-Times that also shows that Leto allegedly shot his neighbor's dogs 2 years ago. What's that story, Dan?
Right. So he lives up in the Lakeview neighborhood, and he has a neighbor named Jackie Corvis Michaels who spoke with me yesterday. And she told me that she found out over the weekend that Leto had been arrested and charged with murder and attempted murder. And she feels that she had a very similar situation where he claimed self-defense before shooting her dogs. She had two dogs. One was shot dead. She said it was shot twice through the heart, she told me. The other one is still maimed and limping around as of yesterday, having been shot by Leto, she says, without any provocation. But he wasn't charged in that incident, as far as we can tell, with any crime. In fact, he had a concealed carry permit, and apparently the dogs were off leash, but she says they were no threat. She reassured him that they were no threat, and he shot both of them without any warning, and also aimed his gun at her. A SWAT team went out there, but like I said, ultimately he wasn't charged. But a lot of echoes, you know, in the sense that he felt threatened and says it was self-defense, and others say that that wasn't the case and that he overreacted.
Yeah, so you're hearing this neighbor's account, you're hearing from parents, former coworkers. This is alarming stuff, Dan. So it makes me wonder how in the world this guy was able to become a lifeguard. What's the vetting process over at the Chicago Park District for this job?
So we've been here many times talking about lifeguards, right? Over the last 5 years, particularly when we broke the story that there was rampant, widespread sexual abuse and sexual harassment, even sexual assault by lifeguard supervisors against other lifeguards. All we know about Charles Leto is that he was hired more recently. It appears from the documents that I have in June 2023. Although, like me, he's a middle-aged man. You know, he was working for a really low wage. I think something like $16.19 an hour, at least when he was hired in 2023. He's been put on unpaid emergency leave, according to a spokesperson, unpaid emergency suspension, according to a spokeswoman for the Chicago Park District. But we haven't heard yet from the new CEO of the Park District. Of course, they promised and probably did deliver a number of reforms after our stories, after there were criminal cases.
I want to make sure we're clear as you talk about that, Dan, that yes, you have been on this program multiple times and others talking about your investigations over the years of sexual misconduct by Chicago lifeguard supervisors at our local pools and beaches. But this shooting that we're talking about here, that this incident that just occurred on Thursday, where two teens were shot, one fatally, one critically wounded, that is not connected to your prior investigations.
Correct. Of course not. We would say if that were the case, but we are talking now about, though, the vetting process. They needed lifeguards. A lot of park districts around the country, a lot of public pool operators around the country needed more lifeguards. So why he was drawn to it, you know, he was a swim teacher at a pool. And, you know, although there is a minimum age for it, I don't know that there's a maximum age for it. So,
yeah, but it seems like over the years, some hiring practices have been altered by the Park District.
Well, they've implemented certain systems to deal with complaints of misconduct. But in terms of the hiring process, I think 15, 16 year old kids, depending on when they turn 16, can be working out there at the Park District, and they've implemented various protocols for training on sexual harassment and other things. Yeah. But in terms of these interactions with patrons, you know, we don't know yet how they handled this. We haven't heard from Carlos Ramirez Rosa. Carlos, I know you've had my number since you were a student yourself. So if you have something to say about this, give me a shout. But this situation here, we don't know what the personnel process was prior to what happened on Thursday outside of Douglas Park pool.
Yeah. What a tragedy. Yeah. What a tragedy. And of course, as you mentioned earlier, the boy who still remains, as I believe, in critical condition, connected to Laquan McDonald, his cousin. So the tragedy has essentially struck this family twice.
Yeah, it's once again, we're reminded that this is a big, small town, but especially with the prevalence of violence. And in this case, there's an alleged murder and an alleged attempted murder of, as we said before, 14-year-old Jeremy Herod, who we're told is a cousin of the late Laquan McDonald, shot by that officer, Jason Van Dyke, in 2014 on Pulaski Road on the south side. The infamous video that came out where the police were saying on the one hand that he had come at the officer, but the video showed him going away from the officer and being shot 16 times. The officer ultimately convicted in that incident after the video came out and after all the notoriety, but much after Laquan McDonald was dead on Pulaski Road. And now tragedy strikes
yet again
a cousin of his, you know, in another part of town many years later.
Well, we appreciate this update. That's Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ's investigative reporter. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you, Sasha.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic. It was edited by Daniel Tucker and mixed by Ethan Schwab. Here on Reset, we have deep conversations about Chicago's most pressing issues. To stay connected, hit subscribe wherever you listen or find us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again later today.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.